What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, here we are yet again. Another man has decided to put the mask on. Now, as we all like to ask, society loves to ask why men decide to snap out after we've snapped out and put the mask on. The question is never there before. Why? Because before a man snaps, nobody cares about his mental state. And speaking of not caring about men and boys' mental state, I've been seeing the quote unquote rise of the stay-at-home sons. I've looked into it, and boy, I find it hilarious. Now, of course, I'm going to speak on that at a later date. However, let's get back to the main article that was published on the 15th of April. Man wanted for allegedly stabbing estranged wife to deletion outside of an elementary school. Well, it looks like she learned the final lesson of her life. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A man is at large after allegedly shanking his estranged wife to deletion outside the elementary school where she worked, Nashville police said. Niorca Acevedo, 52, was attacked Monday morning outside the Chadwell Elementary School when she arrived for her custodian job, according to the Metro Nashville Police Department. The shanking occurred before students had arrived for the school day, police said. Detectives believed her estranged husband, 54-year-old Candido Perez, was lying in wait for her in the parking lot, according to police. He fled the scene after the attack. A school staff member found Acevedo, who worked at the school since October, lying in the parking lot and called 911, according to police and the school district. Our thoughts are with the victim's family, friends, and the entire Chadwell Elementary community during this time of loss, Metro Nashville Public Schools said in a statement. There is no ongoing threat to the safety of students or staff, the school district added. Perez is wanted for criminal termination, police said. Anyone with any information about Perez's whereabouts is urged to call Crime Stoppers at yada, 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 and a reward for up to $5,000 is available, police said. Well. Gentlemen, if you've ever been in an estranged situation with your wife, that is a very emotional time, because the thoughts that are going through your mind as a man, yeah. But see, women are allowed to throw the term estranged around damn near like a badge of honor. But of course, for us men, nope, it is a tribulation that you go through. And once again, the thoughts that are swirling around in your head can damn near drive a man insane. But once again, I'm going to reiterate, no one cares about the mental state of the modern man until after he's committed, you know, the ultimate deal, when he's gone to that extreme. Then people want to be like, oh my God, I didn't think he was going to do that. Yeah, no. More than likely, this man had talked to somebody in the past and tried to get the proper help. But once again, as we know, this society does not care about men's problems. More than likely, he was told, shut up, man up, continue to produce. That's your role. However, he finally decided, you know what? Mm-mm. This whole estrangement deal, yeah, it's eventually going to end in divorce. And guess what? We all know when a man gets divorced, guess what? Jail is hanging over his head regardless. What more do I need to say about this one, gentlemen? What more do I honestly need to say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it went down in the school. Public, gotta give that a 5. Method of execution. Obviously, the hot butter knife of doom. Gonna give that a 45. Psychological impact. Unfortunately, school staff had to show up and see the carcass lying in the parking lot. Got to give that a 40. And for the brutality factor, once again, the hot butter knife of doom, oh, you know he had to hit up multiple times. So I'm going to give that a 40 as well. So Candido, cold-blooded Perez, gets a score of 130. Once again, gentlemen, once again, this society simply does not care about men's suffering. And guess what? More than enough men have figured it out and decided, you know what? I'm going to drop out of society as a whole. Yeah, younger and younger men are dropping out of society. Hence what I spoke about earlier, the rise of the stay-at-home sons. And yeah, I find that absolutely hilarious because once again, this is more men saying, you know what? We've spoken about our problems. No one cares. So guess what? We're going to pull ourselves out of the equation. And now that more men have decided to drop out, oh, society wants to try to give a shit now. Nope, far too little, far too late. And they're only caring as much as men can be used. Yeah, right. No. No. Men have said, we're not going. And now you've got women like Tommy Lahren and Megyn Kelly trying to put out hit pieces on these young men. Guess what? You cannot shame a man that no longer cares. It is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you women out there, you wives, you girlfriends, who think that being in estranged positions where you've completely withdrawn your emotions from your man, and you think that's some sort of power play, you better understand this, and you better understand this crystally damn clear. The power you think you have in that position, it will go out. Feminism and the idea of the Duluth model, that's going to go out right along with it. Because trust and believe, when you fuck with a man's emotions that we're supposed to quote unquote suppress, yeah, you can only bottle that up for so damn long. And many men have bottled their emotions up to the point that it is absolutely terminal. And when that emotion gets released, yeah, it's going to be a thermonuclear blast. And guess what? You're going to receive it. All that rage, all that pain, all that sadness, all of it. And guess what? When that explosion happens, yeah, stand by to stand by because the mask might get put on. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.